During the past day, the 11th of March, the armed forces of Ukraine liquidated about 1,090 Russian occupiers. On the 10th of March, the Russian side lost about 1,010 people. The town of Bakhmut in Donetsk region remains the hottest spot on the front. The General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine has reported on Facebook that the total combat losses of the enemy between the 24th of February 2022 and the 12th of March 2023 approximately amounted to about 159,090 persons were liquidated, 3,466 tanks, 6,769 armored fighting vehicles, 2,487 artillery systems, 493 multiple launch rocket systems, 259 anti-aircraft warfare systems, 304 aircraft, 289 helicopters, 5,348 motor vehicles and fuel tanks, 18 warships, boats, 2,108 unmanned aerial vehicles, 242 special equipment units, 907 enemy cruise missiles. The General Staff also notes that over the past day, the Russian occupiers launched 12 airstrikes and 5 missile strikes, two of which hit the city of Zaporizhia. The Russians used the S-300 missile system against the civilian infrastructure. There were no casualties or injuries among the civilian population. In addition, the enemy carried out 56 attacks from MLRS. One was at a civil infrastructure facility in the city of Kherson. There were victims among the civilian population, 2 killed and 3 wounded. The Ukrainian military command emphasizes that the probability of further missile strikes throughout the territory of Ukraine remains quite high. Bohdan Marushiak.